This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, my fine radio friends. How are you? This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn is here. Chris Berg will be here. Yes, one big happy family. All ready to go to work for you today, folks, on What's on Your Mind. We're going to pick up where we left off last week on Wind Q&A on the program. You remember last week we had some questions that had come in about wind energy development, and we had a couple of wind experts addressing all of the questions that came in. Those two wind experts. We'll be back. Tammy Ibach, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, and Bob Harms, who's a policy advisor, longtime energy policy advisor. One-time legal counsel for Ed Schaefer. Both will be here to talk about that. Neil Kashkari will be here. He is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank, Minneapolis branch. He's coming to NDSU on Wednesday, so we'll have him off a preview his trip to North Dakota. Then, as I mentioned, Chris Berg will be here as well from Point of View. A lot of ground to cover with him, including the border. We talked earlier. He said, did you see Heidi Heitkamp on ABC? I said, I didn't actually see it. I saw the transcript. I watched the Fox News Sunday, and I read the transcripts of the others because I can kind of skim ahead and just see what I want to see. He said, what stuck out to you the most? Well, I said I thought her condescending attitude towards Donald Trump hadn't changed much. He said, what did you think of her response to the Joe Biden thing? I said, what response? It was non-existent. Jonathan Carl, the ABC reporter, is trying to say, you know, does this harm him? Does this affect him? And she's like, we'll play it here a little bit. But it was pretty, well, put it this way, folks. It was very different than her response to the accusers of Brett Kavanaugh, confirming something we knew all along. That was just a partisan reaction. Or sort of, you know, totally conflicted, not knowing, you know, that the decision would have been politically smart to side with President Trump's nominee, because that's where most North Dakotans would be, and then wondering, since her poll numbers weren't looking good, if the Hail Mary going against him would help. It's, when you operate your life like that, when you're just a political animal, when people can't say, gosh, what Joe Biden did here looks pretty creepy, and, you know, what reason does this woman in Nevada have to lie? So they can look at it one way there, but then, of course, when it's a Republican nominee, I would argue it's why Senator Heidi Heitkamp is now known as being a former senator, a one-term senator. Failed candidate, and her political fortunes, you know, after losing for governor and losing for her reelection in the Senate, are pretty much toast. I know there's rumblings that she would run for governor. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that. Does anybody here think Heidi Heitkamp could get elected governor of North Dakota after losing for governor once, after her, you know, left-leaning record in the Senate telling us the exact opposite going in? There's no way. I'd say, Heidi, just make some money. Just, you know, pay off the $1.5 million row house in D.C. there and just rake in the cash. One thing she's doing right now is lobbying in favor of the trade bill passing in Congress, the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement, the Chinese trade. She's arguing for trade. I don't know if you remember, but those trade deals were going to be Armageddon for our farmers. That's what she thought during the election. I just don't know how people operate that way. I really don't. I don't know how they do. You might not agree with what I have to say, but it's always going to be what I believe. It's not going to be something I'm saying for effect or to help somebody or any of that. Oh, I just don't understand. I don't know how you could, you know, keep it all straight and go to bed at night knowing what am I for again? What are my core values? Where who wants me to be for what? Okay, yeah. How much is the check? Anyway, let's move on to more important things. The border. Is there anything more, Todd? Are you okay and everything? I mentioned Todd's name earlier, but I didn't get a chance to actually.
I think he's having some difficulties.
He's having some difficulties?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Some
technical difficulties.
Yeah. Okay. You got that, Daniel? Todd is evidently only hearing himself. So we need to have you pull a few levers there, and then we can talk to Todd. Thank you for that, Kevin.
No problem.
I was busy over there. When you got Todd all fixed up, you tell us, Daniel, then we'll get that straight. I forgot about Daniel. Daniel's pushing the buttons. He's answering your calls. Here's the telephone numbers, by the way. Hope these are in your speed dial by now. 701-258-0550. Local telephone number. 701-258-0550. Same place, but toll free if you're calling from somewhere else and are somebody else to foot the bill, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or me. I'd like a bell for that. Thank you very much. Todd or me at 701-367-2054 for moi. Thank you. I feel affirmed. 701-367-2054 for me or for Todd, 701-226-8503. How are you, Todd? You have a good Monday?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of off to a dark, cloudy start. We could get some more sunshine, but other than that, sure. How about you?
Yes, very nice. Had a little birthday party for grandnephew up in Grand Forks yesterday.
Aw.
Little Joshua Vaughn was 6. That was very fun.
Next weekend, my dad turned 76, and
wow.
We thought we'd lost him last summer with his ruptured aorta, and kind of made the plans to wind everything down, but he ain't going.
Now he has another birthday, isn't that nice?
Neither the God nor the devil would take him, so he's back here.
My wife is in Norway.
What?
Yes, she's in Norway prepping for our Midnight Sun tour. They have something called Innovation Norway over there, and what it is it's essentially their tourism department. So you come in there and you say, well, this hotel looks really nice, and that restaurant would be fun, and we really should see that waterfall, and they kind of show you the best of Norway all in one spot, and then you pick out, you know, where you want to stay. And so she's working on future trips for Norway with the one and only Carol Juven, as a matter of fact. So it's just Haley and I at home, and, you know, we're pretty much hanging from the ceiling. We're just, you know, laundry, schmandry. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, yeah, goes right out the window. I don't, yeah. No. Yeah, dishes, they'll pile them up in the sink. See, my theory is...
You're batching it.
Right.
My dad used to say.
I'm reverting to my bachelor days because my theory is, you do that the day before anyway, right? So I just assume the laundry can pile up, the dishes can pile up, and then when it's, 12 hours till her return, then I'll go crazy and get everything done, turn into, you know, Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So does this mean you're at least eating home-cooked meals and not just, you know... fast food and
Haley kind of drives that, yeah. So she kind of decides.
So there is that in case you get hounded about it. Just say, well,
no.
At least you're not throwing away a whole bunch of styrofoam and stuff.
No
Chick-fil-A, maybe.
No,
there you go.
Yeah, exactly. We did have a little bagel.
American, get some Chick-fil-A going here.
Have any of you eaten at Bappa's Bagels?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah, really good.
They're everything bagels.
My buddy Frank over there taken over for Chuck Porter. Remember, Chuck Porter owned that for a lot of years. Gary Porter. And so anyway, Frank has taken that over now, and it's quite the success story. It's a lot of fun. So we were in there on after Mass yesterday. It was very fun. Anyway, speaking of Norway, Carol Juven And the folks at Juven Tours and Travel do have a couple of spots left on other trips. Ours is full, I understand, June 15th through the 30th, the Midnight Sun Tour. But there are some still going this summer that have a couple spots left. Last time I talked to Carol about that. So give them a call at 800-343-0093. Let me get Christian in here. Then we'll talk about the border. Hey, Christian, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, real quick, when you guys give the current temperature, you should always give the current wind around here.
You like the wind too, huh?
Oh yeah, especially in the winter months, you got to have the wind.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take that under consideration.
Anyway, sure. My main reason for calling was Bill Cunningham is having an, I think it's in some sort of aortal procedure. I forget what they call it, but Bill Cunningham's going in this morning, and he's missing next week's show during recovery, so we all want to wish him good luck.
He's a patriot of all patriots, isn't he? I don't know how old the guy is, but he's, I would say in his 70s probably, right?
Wouldn't
you say,
yeah,
Christian?
I believe so. I think he's like 72.
Yeah, he's in his 70s, and he sounds like a teenager. He's got so much energy. It's just unbelievable. A great patriot, and... Quite the big deal in Cincinnati. That's for sure. And he does a syndicated weekend show. Thanks, Christian. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Donald Trump right to shut down the border? He says he's going to, and soon, if he doesn't get better cooperation from the Northern Triangle countries that are sending illegal immigrants here, fleeing the nightmare in those countries because those countries can't get their act together. He also said no more foreign aid. Cut that off, too. Is that the right approach? Tell me if you agree. Tell me if you disagree. When I just have a conversation about that today at 800-228-0550. I forgot to say that Crystal is here as well. So I didn't really say everybody. I mean, there's Kevin. There's Crystal. Todd, Daniel, the big crew. Can you say hi, Crystal? Oh, you don't have a mic on,
there we
Kevin.
Go. There we go. There yeah. we go.
Say what? Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Crystal is from Grafton, and she just told me she doesn't like potatoes. So I don't. I hope
what?
People in Grafton know that, because that's like potato country up there. What do you? Come on, Crystal.
Well, my dad's a farmer. I just don't like the smell of potatoes or sugar beets, so I only eat French fries, and I don't want potatoes in my house.
Okay. Well, we solved that now. Crystal is our sales and marketing coordinator here for What's on Your Mind. So if you would like to advertise.
Don't like potatoes, only like French fries. What?
That too, yeah. Yeah, because potatoes are made out of French fries, you realize.
Yeah. I know, but yeah. I don't want to make them in my house. So I go buy them.
You go buy them.
Yeah.
Who has the best French fries on the planet Earth?
Okay. McDonald's.
McDonald's does. We should do that show one day. Who has the best French fries on the planet Earth? I think it is McDonald's. I don't think that'd even be a contest.
Yeah.
We'd probably have to go for a second place.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, thank you, Crystal. I just felt bad I didn't introduce you right. now I was taking care of that. We're brought to you today by Go Wireline. You want a job? I tell you what, folks, Go Wireline has a positions right now for an incredible opportunity. A great team that you're going to learn from, too. Five of the Go Wireline founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. GoWireline.com. And if you need a wireline job, Dickinson, Williston, call them. They go. GoWireline.com or call 701-572-0886. Bob, do you... Oh, I'm sorry. Before I go to Bob in the wall, somebody is joining the call from earlier saying they want wind. I agree with Winspeed. Being in the construction industry really helps plan my day. I always say in North Dakota, any day is nice as long as there is no wind. It can be 30 below and still bearable outside if there's no wind. Thank you. You know, it's a good point because I do the same thing. During lake season, you sort of want to know. And the apps are hard to find. You really got to hunt and peck for it. So we'll be better about it. In fact, the wind right now in Bismarck is 4 miles an hour, 34 degrees, 4 miles an hour. I kid you not. Wind speed's 3 miles an hour in Fargo right now. Where else do you want to know? 32 degrees in Fargo. Devil's Lake. Do some fishing up there. Might be a little bit early for that. 30 degrees. And what is the wind doing? 7. It's always windier in Devil's Lake. Watford City, Wahpeton, 6 miles an hour, 32. Watford is, I have Alexander, not Watford. My mouse is not working. 28 degrees and no wind, but it says it's from the southwest. I'm not sure how it could be. How do you know what direction it's coming from? There's no wind. Oh, it just ticked up to 3 miles an hour. It's 3 miles an hour.
Meanwhile, a couple of breaking news things. Mandan police this morning responding to a medical call at a business in Southeast Mandan arrived to find several people apparently deceased inside.
Ooh.
BCI and Morton County Sheriff's Office are also in that investigation. Meanwhile, at Simley in Bismarck, apparently a toy gun was brought to school. That was put in shelter in place for about 20 minutes until everything was cleared up, so... These are not April Fool's jokes, folks.
Thank you, yeah.
We'd never joke about that.
We don't do that. We don't do
Scott's
that.
Scott's probably the kind of guy that brought, you know, donuts with mayo or toothpaste or something in him today, but...
I didn't, actually, no. I wish I would have thought of it.
Well, that sounds like a Kevin thing, I guess, isn't it?
Toothpaste thing would have been good, yeah. Okay, so let's go... and by the way, Aberdeen, somebody just texted, they want to know Aberdeen's wind. It's only 7 miles an hour, 26 degrees there.
Not a big factor.
What am I forgetting? 30 degrees in...
Should we go Celsius for our Canadian friends?
They're on their own. 30 degrees and
we're
a 3 mile...
with that, huh?
A 3 mile an hour wind in Fergus Falls. Can you believe it today? There's just no wind.
Yeah, all right, how does that work out?
Border question. Bob in West Hope, should the president shut down the border?
Heck yes.
Okay, that's not only a yes, that's a heck yes. I'm going to keep track here.
Okay.
Shut down the border. How about cutting off aid to the Northern Triangle, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala?
Yeah, I'd probably do that too. Cut them down too.
Now, one thing I'll give you a caveat on too. First on the border. By shutting down the border, we're talking about the ports of entry, which means no commerce between Mexico and the United States. So you might have to do without something that is shiftier from Mexico. And likewise, they'd have to do the same. And it would be certainly a huge dent to their economy. That's the idea. And then the other thing is, as far as the countries that he's talking about cutting off aid to, our foreign aid doesn't go directly to the government. It goes to non-government organizations that take care of problems in those countries. Do you still feel the same way? Still want to cut it off?
Yeah, I probably would, because in my house, I got stuff that'll last for over a year. So I wouldn't have to even go out if I didn't want to.
Do you really? You've been listening to those Alex Jones commercials, haven't you?
Yeah, but I got a deal here for somebody out there. What Trump has failed to do, he should change from Republican and go to Democrat. That way he would get everybody to support the wall.
That's a brilliant idea.
You know?
As long as he didn't change any of his policies.
Well,
you know, I wouldn't want him to become a Democrat. If your idea is call himself a Democrat but do what he's done just so he can have people say, oh, he's a Democrat now, I support him. Yeah, he wants to shut down the border, that'd be a good idea. I'm all for that.
That's right. That's right. And if they don't agree, put them down. People that disagree with it, put them down in Mexico.
Like on vacation or in
forever. For at least 2 years, at least for 2 years solid, they couldn't come back.
Export them to Mexico. I got it, Bob. Thank you. Stephen Mitchell, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I just got to make a couple comments here. The funding, I guess I'm a Republican, but my worry about the funding is you cut that funding off and China and Russia are going to swoop right in, and then those countries will be under the influence. So, it's, you know, I know nobody likes to throw money away, but I think we're stabbing ourselves in the back by doing that. And then the other thing, closing the border, my work, I travel a lot, and I go to San Diego quite a bit. And if we close the border, towns like San Diego and those places are going to come to a screeching halt. There's a trolley system that runs from the border at San Ysidro up to San Diego, and literally every 8 minutes is bringing people from Mexico that work in San Diego. And so all those hotels and all that stuff that rely on those people will lose those folks, and that towns like that will come to a screeching halt.
There's nothing easy about that decision. There'll be definite impacts. I mean, I think the greatest pain point would be on Mexico, but there would be pain in the U.S., and it's basically just to send them a message. It doesn't stop the flow, because the flow is coming in not at the port of entry, but at the other spots. So very, very good, very good points on your part. Steve, appreciate the call. And by the way, in case you're wondering, right there where you at, Mitchell, South Dakota, 8 mile an hour wind right now. And 34 degrees. All right, absolutely. You ask, we provide here on What's on Your Mind. Speaking of wind, we're going to continue the wind debate from last week. More of your answers on the border questions coming up. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in a Western Hemisphere where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat stands, according to the acting White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney saying that this week the president may close the Mexican border to stop that country's inaction in combating the increasing numbers of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States.
We need border security, and we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country. Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
Reports are over 1,800 air flights are delayed at this hour with planes stuck on the ground because of a technical problem with the flight planning weight and balance program. And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Is hard to put into words. This is a innovator of all innovators, great product with MyPillow, but he's also one of us. He's been on the Trump train for some time. Never forget the time he told me, hey, I called up to meet Donald Trump. I have no idea why I'm going there, but I'm going there. And an hour-long meeting, 45 minutes of which was about God. He wanted to know, the then candidate for president wanted to know why Mike Lindell wore the cross. And so they talked about his faith story, talked about his recovery story, and they've gotten to be good friends. He's at a lot of his rallies when it's around the Twin Cities. In fact, he was up here in Fargo, the last rally that Donald Trump did. So it's pretty neat. It really is. And he has some great products. By the way, Mike Lindell's also one of the donors that helped the movie Unplanned to get off the ground. And I have heard from a number of you that went this weekend and loved it. So keep those reviews coming. We'll talk about that a little later on. Anyway, Mike's latest product that he wanted me to tell you about is the Giza Dream Sheets. You put those on your bed, you slide into bed at night, it's just like paradise. Unbelievable. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott there, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. All right, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about, we were talking about wind. We were talking about wind speeds, and now we're going to talk about wind at the legislature, how things are faring there, as we've been updating you regularly since the session started, and also continue something we started last week, because we did not get to all the questions, with the little Q&A, your questions about wind development answered right here on the program. So appreciate that very much. Joining us is Tammy Ibach. She's the director of North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And Bob Harms, a policy advisor, a long history in working in energy policy and for two governors, Schaefer and Hoeven. The Tammy and Bob Show is back. How are you two?
Hey, good morning. I'm outstanding. I trust that you are, too, because you're probably getting a really good night's sleep on those fancy sheets from Mike Lindell.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're really nice. I can't describe how nice. They're just smooth. That's the word I use. It's the only way I know how to do it. It's really, really nice. Unbelievable. Mr. Harms, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. We have a couple of questions we didn't get to last week. Welcome others, by the way, at 800-228-0550. But quickly, I want to talk about just the last 12 weeks. and talk a little bit about all the information we've covered on wind energy and, you know, facts and answered questions. And, you know, we're looking forward to actually taking the show to a wind farm before we're done. And they're going to be doing some things there, which will be a great time. But as far as the legislative business at the legislature related to wind development, give us an update, Bob. How's it going?
Well, pretty good. There's a couple of bills that are still pending. The legislature passed a tax redistribution bill, Senate Bill 2331, which essentially gives one-third of tax revenues from wind farms to the state of North Dakota. That will take place over the next several years. It shouldn't affect current wind farms that are in play at the moment. There is a structure in which the legislature will have that their revenue transferred to the state of North Dakota. There's a couple of other bills relating to mitigation and Senate Bill 2261 and House Bill 1383. Both of those are kind of in the same arena, and the subcommittees are working on those. I think those will probably get combined. And then an interesting thing, there's a study for a reclamation fund on wind, and that's probably an idea that should be considered by the state. The point being, do we need some kind of a fund so that when these wind farms are decommissioned, that the taxpayers in North Dakota don't get left holding the bag, much like what we've done in the oil industry. So that's House Concurrent Resolution 3048. And so that those are some of the things that are still in play in the legislature.
And Tammy, talk a little bit about what we plan to do when we hit the road and do the show from a wind farm.
Well, I think it's going to be one of the most innovative things that we've done in our 12 to 14 week history with you, Scott. We're going to be heading out to the Ashtabula project, and we're going to be at the residence of Dennis Haugen. He's been involved in a wind farm for well over 10 years, and the Ashtabula project just this year is going through an upgrade, and some of our listeners think that wind is going to go away, which is not true, as we have wind farm owners who are doing upgrades to the turbine heads, making them more productive because there's going to be a long history of wind in our state. But while we're out there, Scott, we're going to be live with you. Some of us can do a live Facebook feed if we want to, and we're going to be underneath the wind turbine. We're going to hear what the sound is actually like so we can portray that to our listening or your listening audience. We're going to take a look to see what we see around a wind farm, have conversations with neighbors to see what it's like having been a neighbor to a wind project for well over 10 years. So we're going to take that live from the ground to the airwaves with you.
It'll be fun. It will. We're looking forward to that very much.
It's never been done. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Exactly right.
It will continue on that platform of what we do at North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, is be the leader in providing information and education and facts on wind energy in the state.
One of the things I'm looking forward to there, you hear on occasion people concerned about the noise level. You know, that kind of sounds, well, noise from wind, from, you know, a turbine, how could that be? But so we'll see that firsthand, you know, the noise level right under and around the wind turbines. We'll have our microphones along. So
we will.
They don't lie. So it'll be great. Let's talk about a few questions that we didn't get to last time. And one is on the federal tax subsidy for wind. Bob and Tammy, we talk about this around the edges, I guess, before about a production tax credit that's being phased out. But what is, you know, the federal tax subsidy for wind development now? What will it be?
Well, the current production tax credit is going away at the end of this year. The way we've talked about this over the last number of weeks is the wind industry nationally has no interest, no appetite for trying to renew that production tax credit. That's been renewed a number of times over the last couple of decades. The deal was made in Congress in 2015 to phase that production tax credit out. And whether it's American Wind Energy Association of America or the wind development community generally, nobody has an appetite for trying to renew that. So that's the current status of the federal law.
All right, so when that law goes away, when there is no more production tax credit, which has been phased out over how many years has it been, When that started?
Well, they started it in 2015, and it took a four-phase step down. The current phase for 2019 is 40% of the production tax credit remains if you begin construction of the project by this year. But after that, it's gone.
It's gone after 2019.
Yes. Yes. And Scott, so the listeners aren't confused or misled. The other thing that everybody needs to know is if, let's say the three of us are developing a wind farm and we capture 40% of the production tax credit, what we will do is we will meet that production tax credit out over the next 10 years. So that's how it operates. So, somebody says, well, Harm said that, this thing went over then, it was over by the end of 2019 and they're still having those calculations by 2023 or 2025. That's how it will work. It's meted out over a 10-year period. And there is a safe harbor provision that some companies have used in terms of buying assets, years ago that still will qualify for some of those production tax credits as well. But the policy essentially comes to an end at the end of this year.
Larry has a question for our guests on wind. Go ahead, Larry. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. You know, the current technology we have at the blades, what I understand is, you know, technologically obsolete. There's new technology with the concave. You know, I heard about this about 3 months ago and read about it. I kind of forgot the details. But there's no blades. We can generate electricity at 3-mile-an-hour winds. No more of the bird loss. And my first question is, where are we are in that technology? And the other question I had for you guys was, I know when we have shared power lines and transmission lines, wind power energy does create some issues. Like, for instance, coal-fired power plant electricity. I'm not smart enough to know what that is, but I knew it does create some issues. And if you guys resolve those, thank you very much. I'll listen.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, Scott, Larry's right in terms of the new technology, and I think the market is moving in that direction. Like we talked last week, I think Commissioner Rauschenberg was talking about how we've seen a 60% increase in the efficiencies of wind, the industry in the last couple of decades. And so that's still underway. What those new blades will look like and that technology is just something that I think that the market's going to embrace. As far as the transmission is concerned and the interplay between coal and wind, you know, the transmission community has figured out how to integrate new wind farms, new power plants, new gas plants, you know, across the 30 state footprint that we operate in. And so they integrate those new power generating facilities pretty well in a seamless manner. So I think those issues have been resolved in terms of the transmission line itself.
All right. So that was on the question of where we are with technology. How about on the coal-fired power plant?
Well, I thought that that Larry was getting at the idea of how do we does it create an issue on the grid? And if that's what he was talking about, that's what I was trying to get to, is that the grid is embracing these new power facilities, whether it's a wind or a natural gas power plant, and those are being done. An engineering study is done on the transmission grid itself and what upgrades are necessary to incorporate that power into the grid. And so that's done on a pretty routine basis at this point. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question or if you have a different
interpretation. And he's gone. I guess I was going towards, and I'm not sure. You might be right, Bob. You might have answered it already. I thought he might be talking about something you hear from time to time about, you know, the baseload energy comes from coal, and coal fire plants are not meant to be, turned on and off, basically.
Sure.
Whereas if you use wind until the wind energy isn't there and then fire up a coal plant, that's what causes issues. When he said causes issues, I guess that's what he's talking about. But,
we can
cover that on the other side of the break. There's more questions as well from the audience. Any others, welcome. 701-3... No, that's the text number. You can text them, too. 701-367-2054, but call us at 258-0550. 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn, corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, this segment brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, the folks that support all of the above energy policy in North Dakota. That's wind, that's coal, that's oil, that's gas, all of it. You know why? We need all of it. More with Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach in just a moment. We do want to get an update. Somebody called and asked for an update on Beaver Creek. That's down by Linton. What do you got, Todd?
Flood stage is 12 feet. The river level is at 13.5 as of 8 this morning. They expect it to surpass 14 feet tomorrow morning and get to about 14.5 feet later in the day tomorrow. So that's kind of where it's at.
They originally were hoping it would crest on Sunday at 14.5 feet. It didn't do that yet, but they also took some excavators down there to break up the big ice chunks on Beaver Creek, and and the cooler weather helps slow that melt a little bit. So let's just keep holding our breath down there. But there's the latest on the numbers. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, back with our guests. Bob, so you want to quickly just take the question, if in fact that was what he was asking, the question about baseload energy and how the coal plants are built to always run. And
sure,
they shut them down is a tough deal. So maybe that's what he's talking about when he says issues.
I'd be happy to. How do we have wind and coal operating together? 3 points. Last couple of weeks we had 20 below zero weather in North Dakota, and the coal plants provided about 97% of the power. The wind turbines are designed to not operate below 20 below. And so that's one. Two, there is some North Dakota genius in play with the coal-fired power plants being located next to the coal mines. That makes them immensely efficient in the national fleet. And so all we have to do is export electricity rather than coal. And then the last point, I think, and again, point of all of the above energy, North Dakota coal had growth in 2017 of about 5% annually, and we know that they had growth in 2018. So I think the all-of-the-above energy approach that we've been talking about seems to be working.
Tammy, where does North Dakota electricity go to?
It is sold. A percentage of it stays here in North Dakota, but the large percentage, 70% or so, is exported out of the state on transmission lines. And listening to what your callers are asking, I took the note because it would be good for the listeners to understand how the MISO grid system works. So I took a note. We're going to reach out to them, and maybe they can be a guest on the show next week. And then even with the technology of the turbines that the caller had, LM Manufacturing in Grand Forks should be on our show as well to provide that technical information to the listeners. We've got resources right here to really answer those questions firsthand.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I had not heard about what he described in the turbine-less wind towers and helping with the bird situation and also some of the other issues. So interesting. Yeah, good idea. Dave and Moffitt for our guests. Go ahead, Dave. You're up.
Yeah, I'd like to have Bob describe what the difference is between the PTCs that the wind farms get and the farm subsidies that the farmers and ranchers get. Is it just a direct payment? I've run into several ranchers and farmers that are totally against wind farms, but yet they receive federal crop insurance, which is subsidized. They get their EQIP programs. They get everything like that. That's all government-based. It's not just freebies. How does that stack up from one to the other is my question.
Boy, Scott, Dave is asking a question that is beyond my pay grade. There's no question that we have federal programs that support all kinds of industries in different ways, whether it's agriculture or wind. I can't answer that.
I would only say that it's kind of apples and oranges in the sense that the subsidies that exist and the farm programs that exist are because of how international partners, of which obviously the product of our farmers is an international product, whereas with wind would be domestic, right? It's produced here and used here. And so that's the reason farm subsidies exist. So the farm program is to level the playing field so that international partners don't play funny games. So I'm not sure they're the same. I hear you in premise when you're saying, hey, don't complain about a production tax credit for wind when you're taking it, but it really is for different reasons, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Let's go to Mark in Bismarck next for our guest on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay, now, I've heard just rumors that, like with some equipment, the gearboxes and motors on these wind turbines, when it's cold out and they're out of service, they might possibly have heaters to keep the oil or grease warm for when they run, when they're on a cold start. And I'd like to know if that's true. That seems like that'd be a waste of electricity if it's true.
That is true, and it's part of the maintaining the equipment itself. So it's kind of like plugging our cars in the wintertime. We keep the lubricants warm so that the machinery itself operates more effectively.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate that very much. One we didn't get to last week was Wind versus coal, how much does each produce in North Dakota?
Wind produces about 26% of the energy in North Dakota, and then there's some hydro, that's a certain percentage, but coal picks up the majority. Natural gas is a percentage. But we are. We're a coal-producing state, and coal has always been the number one leader in energy production for the state.
So, all right,
Scott, comparatively, coal is 4,000 megawatts, wind is 3,000 megawatts, so the listener has some numbers to deal with. 4,000 coal, 3,000 megawatts.
And both are exported to a certain extent, right? I mean, we can't use all the energy we produce here. Fascinating conversation, as always. We're going to keep this going, and as you heard, we have some fun planned on this segment. Bob Harms, Tammy Eibach, thank you very much.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.